It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers. In a moment, we'll check with meteorologist Daniel Pounder with a look at our forecast. First, AM 580 News. Former University of Illinois basketball player Jamar Smith says he's starting a new life for himself in Evansville, Indiana. This morning, Judge Richard Klaus approved a settlement keeping Smith out of jail after he violated the terms of his probation from a 2007 drunk driving crash that injured a teammate. Smith has spent time in an alcohol treatment center in Peoria, and he'll move to Evansville for outpatient treatment and a job in a grocery store. Eventually, he says he'll enroll at the University of Southern Indiana. Smith told a judge this morning and reporters afterward that he's an alcoholic and he needs a new atmosphere.
I don't really need to be in Illinois, you know, because old friends and stuff could take you back to your old habits. And I understand that, you know, from going to treatment. So I just want to, you know, get to Indiana and focus on me, focus on getting myself better, you know, because I'm sick, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just, you know, praying, getting closer to God and just thanking God that I got a second chance.
For the next 6 months, Smith will have to wear an ankle bracelet that monitors for alcohol consumption. State's Attorney Julia Reed says since Smith has cooperated with treatment and made a statement in court, he should get a last chance.
Part of it was that I insisted that he stand up and say something. That was really important to me because people in this community, children in this community, look up to our athletes, and they need to hear it from him.
Smith reports back to the judge in December. If he drinks during his monitoring period or otherwise violates his 180-day probation, he would be sentenced either to jail or to the Department of Corrections. The union that represents the state's prison workers is suing the governor and others to stop his plan to close the Central Illinois Pontiac Prison. In the lawsuit filed this morning in Livingston County, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees argues that Governor Blagojevich doesn't have the authority to close the Pontiac Prison. The union claims because the General Assembly appropriated money to run Pontiac, the governor can't close it and spend the funds elsewhere. Messages seeking comment were left with the governor's office and Department of Corrections. Blagojevich has said closing the prison would save about $4 million a year. Meanwhile, State Senator Dan Rutherford calls a unanimous vote yesterday recommending Pontiac stay open very encouraging. The Pontiac Republican says the decision by the Committee on Government Forecasting and Accountability puts the General Assembly on record in a bipartisan way after serious economic analysis.
From there, hopefully we can enter into some real substantive discussions with the governor about keeping Pontiac open.
Rutherford says he thinks it's a win-win for Governor Blagojevich to keep Pontiac open while also opening the unused prison at Thompson, Illinois, reducing statewide prison overcrowding. The Blagojevich administration has argued that Pontiac is outdated and that the state would save money by moving inmates to Thompson. Waters have largely receded in the areas in and around Chicago worst hit by weekend flooding. A spokeswoman for Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communication says power has now been restored to all of the 340 homes flooded in the city's worst-hit neighborhood, Albany Park. And spokeswoman Jennifer Martinez says the Chicago River is well within its banks. The State Emergency Management Agency says authorities are now monitoring the possibility of high water farther down the river in the Illinois River area in Grundy and LaSalle counties. But there are no immediate reports of problems. Officials still have no cost estimates for the flood damage so far. Champaign City Council has voted to add $76,000 to the new $10 million parking deck being built downtown. But Councilwoman Deborah Frank Finan says she couldn't understand why the expense wasn't included in the original budget because the money pays for amenities that council members had wanted.
I don't know what happened and why it didn't get caught the first time around, but it's clearly an expense that should have been included and should be paid for.
City officials say the additional funding pays for equipment that will allow the deck to offer better customer service, that people would be able to swipe debit or credit cards at the parking entrance and exit in lieu of using paper tickets. Also, the equipment would let downtown businesses validate parking. The city of Champaign, meanwhile, plans to make compressed natural gas or CNG technology part of its vehicle fleet. The council has approved the purchase of 6 new trucks as part of its regular fleet replacement schedule, and one of those trucks will be retrofitted to run on natural gas, or CNG. City officials say the conversion will cost $12,000 to $17,000, but it's expected to cut fuel costs by a third. Plans for the city to buy a CNG Honda Civic are also in the works. Champaign's council members were enthusiastic about using natural gas in the city's fleet at last week's study session. Mayor Jerry Schweihart said last night they want quick action on the proposal.
You know, we talked about it, and we don't want to see it just lay there and nothing be done. So being that we're buying new vehicles, we see if we can get this program started right away.
The city of Champaign faces one obstacle in using CNG. The nearest fueling station is in Springfield. Administrative Services Manager Elizabeth Hannon says the city can buy a low-pressure fueling system for use by